This is number seven of the supernatural spirit magic lessons, in which we take you to the real Hogwarts and make you a real Harry Potter wizard, teaching you all of the supernatural spirit magic that would be taught to the Illuminati, if of course they had an Ipsissimus, the archmage of the Illuminati, to teach them. But in fact, since I've become their bitter enemy, I'm just spreading all of this high-level magic teaching to the 99%ers, which is the ultimate insult and ultimate nightmare for the so-called Illuminati. Imagine the masses learning about real magic and taking control of the planet. So you can see, of course, the fun to be had. In the previous MP3, we talked about how the Illuminati had spent hundreds of years moving the power from all the power spots to a private, secluded, artificial stone power spots in on their estates. These, of course, are made by shipping druidic stones. Brighton used to be covered with druidic stones brought down by the Prince Regent. All of these, there was a huge one in Eyre Street. These have been all shipped off to the Illuminati's estates in order to move the power from all the power spots to their private estates for their Eyes Wide Shut parties. Now, how could you move the power from a power spot? Well, the power is a vortex, as we've explained, which in scientific terminology, unknown of course in the West, but this terminology and science of storing magic was well known to the Ahnenerbe, the occult branch of the Nazis, and of course was stolen by the Soviets after the war by shipping these Ahnenerbe Nazi scientists to Russia. The research was done in a deep underground complex in Czechoslovakia, and of course they found out that magic can be stored in a vortex, which of course in Nazi jargon was called a torsion field, and Russian research now is well developed in torsion fields, which are unknown outside of the Soviet Union. I, of course, found out all of this knowledge because I had a contact who used to be the deputy of the Russian psychic warfare program, who gave me loads of their secrets. And, of course, since I'm like Jean Grey and the X-Men, telepathic and able to scan people, I could then upload from him all the other secrets. Now, what is this to do with Stonehenge and the power spots? Well, there's a vortex which can be moved, and this vortex then can be used in your private rituals, in your Eyes Wide Shut rituals, which we see on the Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman film. Now, similarly, we know that Stonehenge had all of these druidic rituals. The druids, of course, worshipped trees and sacrificed people to the trees, the tree gods. And, of course, we know that Harry Potter's magic wand is made from tree. So, of course, there is something special about trees. And as we've seen with Stonehenge, we can simply ship the magic from one location to another using the Death Force. The Death Force can be easily seen in the Final Destination films, a invisible, implacable force that alters, shapes reality. Now, with the Tree Force, if, of course, we could move, as the Illuminati did with Stonehenge, the Tree Force into a wand, as we've shown before, then, of course, we could make the power of the tree be embodied in the wand, which we've explained in earlier MP3s. But, of course, we've also found that trees share the same emanations. If you read the Carlos Castaneda book, you'll find out that trees have the same frequency, type, colour of emanation, which is bioplasm and soul fluid in all the Russian research, as humans. And therefore, if you had a way of sucking energy out of trees and feeding it into yourself, you could alter your tiny little energy body, which barely reaches beyond your body, to become orders of magnitude larger. And as you can imagine, if you've got an energy field that's the size of a tree, then for remote influencing, telepathic hypnosis, the power of psychic influencing, coercion, manipulation, then of course you have a head start in the occult field. Because remember that your energy field can overwhelm someone else's energy field if it is much, much larger. And if you've got the energy field, say, of a redwood, and you want to influence your boss to give you a raise, or influence the boy or man that you fancy to go out with you, if you're a witch, for a love spell, or if you wish to influence people around you to give you money, say in crowdfunding, or in sales, or if you wish to increase your cognition, intelligence, to pass exams, or be brighter than other competitors at work, then of course druidic magic, where you can suck the force from Star Wars out of trees and give it to yourself in the form of a wand, or there has been special research by the Ipsissimus Tim Riefat into turning your bones into magic wands, because of course your skeleton, which is under your flesh, can be turned into one giant magic wand. And as you can see, you would have a big wand in your left side with your left arm, and a big wand in your right side with your right arm, and you could make your body a giant wand with a whole skeleton, using the left-hand wand, left-hand bone generator, to upload these clockwise torsion fields that contain positive magic, which is the 12 spiral force, and you can then release them with the right-hand wand to produce good things for friends or family or for healing. And the Zelator, the next level up in the Golden Dawn, is all about healing, because we're following the Kabbalistic tree. And the neophyte, of course, is Malkuth, the real world, the solid world, the world of the physical. And the world above, for the Zelator, is the world of the soul and the mind, which is for healing. So we won't be talking about healing in all these neophyte MP3s. We'll be talking about physical manipulation, altering the world around you. Why? Well, it's quite simple. There's loads and loads of healing. I used to do healing workshops with the magist Colin Bloy. We had healing halls where ill people used to come to be healed, and of course Colin Bloy did a 1 hour healing show all across Spain, broadcast by their state radio station. So there's an immense amount of knowledge on healing that I've learnt from the magist Colin Bloy, which of course will allow people who are into psychic healing to learn all of the techniques and technologies. But that will be the Zelator next level. Now, with these bone generators, if one could move, as we've moved with Stonehenge and Ayers Rock and Chanctonbury Ring and Glastonbury and St. Michael's Mount, all of the positive vortexes of magic from them to the private estates of the Illuminati, Rothschilds, etc., then similarly, there must be the ability to do the same technology with trees. And of course, if the trees die, that magic of the trees has to go somewhere, and can be collected by an ipsissimus like myself. So all of the trees' magic, their force, can be collected 24/7, stored, and used to power the ipsissimus, which means, of course, you as a neophyte can share in the bounty. Now, if one looks at the amount of tree force that's been collected by the ipsissimus Tim Riefat since he began on the 16th of October 1987, we get that there's been a massive loss of trees since then. New information emerged about global deforestation and reforestation. Brazil, home to the largest expanse of rainforest on Earth, along with large swathes of the southern hemisphere, has suffered a huge loss of woodland, while the northern hemisphere has seen the large-scale reforestation a World Development Indicators report shows the gains and losses. Now, if we could have a mechanism of storing the force from all of these trees that are being killed on a massive scale, then you can imagine the force generated would be on such a scale that it would allow a magus like Tim Riefat way back pre-1987 to jump to become an Ipsissimus. An Ipsissimus means master of his very own self, which means that basically using magic you can control all reality around you. And the catch-22 is that in order to do this, you have to get rid of the ego. So you have to allow yourself to be tormented by illusory petty tyrants. This comes from the Carlos Castaneda book, The Fire from Within, Chapter 2 on Stalking. In order to kill off your ego, because if you've got an ego, it's like a man looking in a mirror to admire his reflection, which he thinks is his real self. And if you're going to start storing or using vast amounts of energy, you cannot in any shape, form or function have a mirror of self-reflection, an ego. Because as you can imagine, if you're channeling massive amounts of the force using the Star Wars terminology or pure magic on a gigantic scale, you simply can't have a mirror you're looking at which then bounces even a small part of the magic you're channeling back at you, because the end result would be massive damage to your physical body, the rupturing of your soul, and your quick and permanent destruction. So as you can see, when you're an Ipsissimus, the most important bit is throwing away the mirror, throwing away what people think of you, throwing away the ego, and simply perceiving pure reality. Hence the mobile phone, where you're constantly mirroring, and social networking and going online, is a bugbear for magicians who want to channel strategic amounts of the force. Because of course bouncing even small amounts of magic off the mirror of reflection burns out the magician. And as we know, the problem with Crowley was that he was self-important, called himself the most evil man on the planet, the avatar of the Antichrist, all of this stuff, which built his ego up and caused his physical, mental, and soul degradation and destruction. And of course, if you're frying your physical and spiritual energy bodies with the power you're using, that then means that the burnt husk that's left won't be very efficient using the magic again. So you can actually see when Aleister Crowley called up Coruscant, the great lord of the abyss, that fried him and permanently damaged him from then on. Coruscant is the great lord of the abyss, and when you become an adeptus major, you have to jump the abyss to become a Magister Templar, to go from being a human to a superhuman, and if you fail, you fall into the abyss, and Coronzon eats your soul. So for this reason, the Ipsissimus Timrifat will not teach anything above the Adeptus Major, because it's no good teaching people to be eaten by the great Lord Coronzon, and is rather self-defeating. And of course, if you're an Adeptus Major, you have all the low magic, which means, like Harry Potter, you can do all of low magics, and like wellness, and mindfulness, and going to the gym, and eating right superfoods, it adds to your life enjoyment and happiness. And of course, jumping the abyss and failing would, and having your soul eaten, would of course then expunge all of your good work. So I will not teach above Adeptus Major. But of course, that gives us a huge amount to teach. So of course, for the first thrust at teaching supernatural spirit magic, there'll be 1,000 half-hour MP3s to get you into the spirit of learning supernatural spirit magic. Now back to the trees. We saw from the last MP3 that you can move magic from Stonehenge to the estate of one of the Illuminati for their Eyes Wide Shut parties. So similarly, we can move the magic from dead trees as they're killed to a psychotronic generator specially constructed to store the magic of trees, which then means that we can sell you the tree magic in a psychotronic crystal, a special tree magic, a druidic psychotronic generator, which will contain loads of tree magic, which is needed for the neophyte, for all the druidic spells for a neophyte, which of course will last a year. So the druidic magic psychotronic generator is the same as the basic magic psychotronic generator, but of course contains tree magic, which boosts your energy body. And instead of having a human-sized energy body, so I can see auras because I'm super psychic, so when you look at a human, you'll see that they have a small energy field shimmering around their body, and if it has dark, evil discoloration, we know that the person is physically and mentally ill. And of course, if we look at the top, the head of a human, you'll see that a larvae, this is a supernatural spirit demon, inhabits the aura, the chakra on top of the head, the crown chakra. And since this crown chakra is intimately connected with the supplementary motor area of the brain that makes the decision making and is the link between the soul and the brain, according to researchers from the past, then that means that since this larvae, this demonic larvae, which can be thought of as a supernatural spirit maggot, can then, of course, make you do things and control you, and is the bane of the normal human being that walks around spiritually parasitized by these larvae. Now, of course, once you get the druidic magic psychotronic generator, then your energy body automatically becomes tree-sized. Now, if you look at the aura of a tree, you'll find that the tree's aura doesn't reach very far out from the tree. Inches, maybe a hand span, I can walk past trees and look at their energy body. But when you think that the tree is very, very tall, and its branches spread out, similarly the root system mimics the branches and reaches down into the ground in the same way as the canopy, one can see therefore that this tree energy body spreads your energy body downwards into the ground, linking you with earth energies. Remember, Colin Bloy was into manipulating earth energies, and the canopy which spreads out at the top links you with spiritual energies that come from the cosmos. And the larvae, which is stuck in your seventh and eighth chakra, which is above the crown chakra, and can be thought of as the spiritual nexus of your soul communicating with your brain. One can see that when you have the druidic psychotronic generator for a year, $150, with a year's supply of tree energy, tree force for the neophyte, then this, of course, pushes the larvae up, 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 and ejects it out of the canopy of your energy body, freeing you from the demonic possession that turns all of the human race into zombie farm animals for supernatural spirits, which of course is mentioned at length in The Active Side of Infinity by Carlos Castaneda in the last chapter on Mud Shadows, which is basically saying that when I look at the aura of a human, I'll see this mud shadow larvae sitting on top of the head and burrowing through the crown chakra down the spinal column all the way down to the base chakra, which is all to do with sexual energy, blocking the kundalini and controlling the human as it feeds off the human, rather like, well, in fact, completely similar to a parasitic wasp larvae, which is injected by the wasp into a caterpillar and eats it alive from within. And in this case, it doesn't eat your body, it eats your soul, which causes humans who have got a very long lifespan, normally, like Methuselah, 1,000 years, and drops it to 80 years, and a lot of those years, from 50 onwards, you're looking like shit, all because your soul has been preyed upon, eaten by these demonic larvae, which shamans call mud shadows. And once you pump yourself full of tree magic with the druidic psychotronic generator, your energy field then becomes tree-sized, and the larvae, which then is shoved up into the canopy and into the light, so you're basically shoving the larvae up into the spiritual energy. And of course, since it's a four-dimensional shadow entity, it gets fried by the light. You immediately become free of demonic possession. And similarly, when other larvae jump onto you, rather like face huggers, in order to infect you, since you've got a tree-sized energy body, they automatically get shot up into the canopy and fried. So as you can see, rather like the UV bug zapper in butchers that fries insects that fly into it, you turn your energy field of the physical energy body and the soul energy field from your soul, the bioplasm and soul fluid using Russian research, into a giant bug zapper. Because of course you also raise the frequency of your emanations, because trees of course share the same emanations as humans, but these larvae degrade and corrupt the frequency of the human soul and physical energy body, so that they can feed on them, because they can't feed on high frequency. They have to lower the frequency so they can feed at the frequency they're at. So, of course, these larvae lower frequency and therefore raising your frequency to that of a tree, which is intimately linked with the spiritual forces and the earth energy forces 24/7, automatically changes your human reality instantly. And of course, with the advent of psychotronic generators, these are quartz crystals which have got an intense torsion field within them. So as an ipsissimus, I can simply generate an intense positive torsion field, which is unconditional love frequency in a quartz crystal, which then can contain the force released by trees as they die all over the planet. And I've been doing this since the great storm on the 16th of October 1985, which devastated Brighton and killed off most of the big trees that ran along the ley line from the fountain up to St. Peter's and beyond, liberating 3 million trees worth of tree force that enabled me to become an ipsissimus, having a energy body composed of 3 million trees. So as you can see, to become an ipsissimus, you need loads and loads and loads of magic, which you get from the magic psychotronic generator. You need loads and loads and loads of knowledge, which you get from the witchcraft psychotronic generator. And of course, you need loads and loads and loads of druidic tree force to build an energy body that can suck in 24/7 spiritual and earth energies using the bones as the magic wand, an elder wand in Harry Potter parlance. In the next MP3, number 8, we'll go into the details of tree magic, druidic force, explaining in great detail how you can build an elder wand using the skeleton of your body, the so-called bone generator technology, with torsion fields that the Ipsissimus Timrifat has perfected, turning magic into a science. Thank you.